fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Save big money on your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Hackard, if you're hearing this, it means they made it. Stone and Grayson, I'm sending them alone, the way you asked. You'll see for yourself what they've become since Haven's Reach. You know what we have built on. Super Earth works because it offers order where chaos prevails, and stability where politics falters. It promises strength, rebirth, and belonging. It gave us a banner to march under when nothing else held. If the people knew the truth, the true believers, those who want Super Earth to endure, who'd gladly spill blood for it, if all we faced were corruption or generals clinging to power, it would almost be acceptable. Brutal, but consistent with the creed and a predictable outcome, if you will. But that's not what's steering us now. Orders with no objective. Colonies drained for fuel, erased from the record, fleets moved without reason. This isn't corruption. Some kind of, well, you know. They say liberty, they say freedom. They say authority is the strength, that obedience itself is the truest form of freedom. And the people believe it. Because it gives them order when everything else is falling apart. But that makes what we've uncovered even worse. A nation built on purity of government that preaches xenophobia, to which is but a love of humanity. The fear of the alien above all else. We are not resisting Super. We are trying to save it from what has taken a hold of it, from even within it. Stone and Grayson have questions, things they want proof of which I can only speak about what I've seen, what has been shown all those years ago. They're going because they need hard proof to see for themselves what's rotting us from the inside. And if they take hold of it, which I believe they will, they may be the ones to lead what comes next. The future of this movement will need a soldier's mentality who knows both the fight and the hard sacrifice. We need loyal skeptics. Stone and Grayson are the best fit for this. I hope your plan works. I have entrusted our future with your requests. Sincerely, return.
Identify yourself.
I'm Grayson. This is Stone. We were sent here by
Joe Turner. He said Hackard would be expecting us.
Control, I've got two on deck, Beta. Names Grayson and Stone. Claims, Joe Turner sent them.
Turner.
Close enough.
All right. Place those sidearms on the ground. Now!
That's not happening. You already heard who sent us, and who's expecting us.
I don't care who sent you. Nobody walks in armed. Keep your guns in their holsters. Then place the holsters on the deck. Nobody goes inside carrying.
I'll go inside, but this stays with me. You're gonna have to take it from me.
The deal is what we say it is. You're standing on our deck, stranger.
We came here because Hackett asked for us. You shoot us, you'll answer for it.
Something serious.
Hold it right there. Nobody moves until...
Enough!
They're here because I allowed it. Your diligence is noted. If we're to survive, they'll need to trust us just as much as we trust them.
Body scans, blood draws, 2 hours in a decon shower, then 3 days drowning in manifests. You know, I'm starting to miss being shot at.
At least gunfire ends. These requests don't. Research outpost shipments flag scientific priority to sectors already lost to the gloom. No receiving lab signatures. Marked, delivered to coordinates that don't exist anymore.
Convoys escorted like the resupplying a siege. But there's no siege. No strikes. No exfil. Just tankers in, nothing out.
Civilian rosters tagged evacuated. No embark logs. No additions to the wall. The Ministry doesn't forget martyrs. It manufactures them.
Movement without purpose. Or at least none that I've found.
Grayson, ops. You've had your 4 days. Not impressions. Pattern.
Freight behaves like wartime resupply to dead sectors. Tankers over-armored for science. Escort ratios don't match declared risk.
Redactions where we don't redact. No martyrs. No relocation chains. Containment tanks. Biohazard cases. Routed through the Ministry of Truth instead of science. That's message control, not research.
Good. Now the disc.
Operation Overreach. Echelon 7. Your brief. Captain Valance present. January 21st, 2183.
It is real. Captain Valance gave me the first threads. He kept digging after the tunnels. That copy was meant for you.
I watched him die.
I know.
You authorize accelerated farming, colony clearances. The tape's explicit.
So what broke the model?
I signed off on accelerated extraction. I approved clearances when they served a purpose. But what you're about to see, this scale, this design wasn't mine. Someone folded my orders into a much larger pattern, a plan I was never shown.
Then why the contraband delivery? Why the hotel? Why now?
It wasn't now. The courier drone was tasked to find you 20 years ago after Valance died. You never returned, it waited. When it finally moved, a special tasking followed it. A tail I didn't authorize. By the time we caught it, they were already on you. I'm sorry, I couldn't unwind it midstream.
Cooley?
Head of another cell. Same objective, different lane. We compartmentalize by design. She'd been recruiting Grayson for years. When Turner pulled you into orbit, we agreed. You two work better as a pair. Inside voices are what we need. Bring up the field test.
Hello, relay. Unmarked facility. Mobile extraction platform in test posture.
That's not an E710 pump. Architecture's all wrong.
Overpressure sleeves on the lines. Hose diameter's oversized. Designed for something nastier than 710.
Classified paperwork calls the product Mysterious Extract. A few briefs append E711 in parentheses. Higher purity on paper. Starships could burn it. They don't need it. Factories run worse on it. Weapons don't care. There's no advantage yet. Timetables keep accelerating.
Though stabilizing, composition anomalous. Containment is holding. Containment is holding.
Convoys to nowhere. Colonies erased. Rigs built for a fuel no one asked for.
And requests for this mysterious extract, E711. Rooted through truth, not science. That's curation of what gets seen, not what gets studied.
Seismic activity under the pad. Magnitude climbing.
Hold. Freeze there. That swell pattern in the dust.
Some surface displacement? Not collapse. Movement.
Have, Lord. Haven't seen. Supposed to be extinct. Classified, wiped out after the First Galactic War. Never this size. Not. Holy crap. It's still going. This isn't just a relic. Someone's been breeding it.
The manifest called for specimen containment, not fuel throughput. If someone's collecting whatever that was, the extraction is a cover-up. The manifest called for specimen containment, not fuel throughput. If someone's collecting whatever that was, the extraction is a cover-up.
Now, you have seen what I have. Here's the data that made me rethink everything. I can justify sacrifice with purpose. I can't justify expansion without an objective. Orders that keep demanding more, even when more serves nothing.
If it's the automatons, maybe they just wanted us to think we got them. But to what end?
That's what I want you two to tell me. A foreign logic coded inside the Super Earth's government. It looks like optimization until...
Request for mysterious extract E711 to deep outposts. Civilian rosters purged. Rooting through truth nodes. Same signatures repeat.
Take the uploads. timetables, manifests, signatures, telemetry. Your tablets have the data. Go through it together. Trace the pattern. When you've got it, come back here and say it out loud. If we're seeing the same thing, I'll know you believe it. Not because I told you, but because you proved it yourselves, and it will confirm my own conclusions. Then we can discuss things. You've sifted the data. Now I need to hear it. Your words, not mine.
Convoy escorts don't fit bug suppression. These formations are tuned for interdiction resistance raids, not swarm breakthroughs. If the goal was keeping terminants out, the ratios would skew the other way. Instead, these shipments skirt SEAF patrol lanes entirely. Somebody wanted isolation more than efficiency.
And the language doesn't match science. These orders use military phrasing, finality protocol, containment measures. Boilerplate I've seen stamped on censored broadcasts. Someone scrubbed the metadata, but not sloppily. These weren't errors, they were breadcrumbs. Just enough left visible to obscure the hand signing last.
I won't dodge what I signed. I authorized accelerated extractions. I cleared colonies when it meant resources we could use. Campaigns shortened. Sacrifice is currency. I never pretend otherwise. But clearances without resettlement, without redeployment, that's not sacrifice. That's waste. And waste doesn't come from our doctrine. That's when I knew another hand was guiding the pen.
Civilians bled. For nothing.
Not nothing. For something we were never shown. Take this upload. Timelines, manifests, redacted, signatures, telemetry. Work it together. When you've traced the pattern, come back here and say it out loud. Not to me. To each other. I need to know you see the same thing without my voice steering it.
She's testing alignment. Wants proof we're on the same page.
Proof we believe it because we saw it, not because she preached it.
This base? It was theirs once. Outpost Delta 7, listed as collapsed in the plague years. I redacted it before I walked out. A dozen others, too. On paper, they don't exist, which means they're ours now. When you've reached your conclusion, I'll know if we're aligned. Then, we move forward. Martinez, sit down before that leg buckles again. Don't make me order you.
Yes, Colonel.
And you, Solas, that plate better not end up in the waste. You've skipped 3 meals this week.
Wasn't hungry.
You'll be hungry in a trench. Eat. You'd think 20 years of requisitions would have produced something edible, but no. Still gray and bitter.
At least it's consistent.
Consistency, the last virtue of the state.
Didn't think you had that in you.
Oh, I save it for special occasions.
You've kept this place alive for years. Redacted bases. Supply chains shouldn't exist. How?
This base was theirs once, Outpost Delta 7, officially listed as collapsed during the plague years. I buried the file before I walked out. A dozen more like it on paper. They don't exist, which means they're ours now.
You make whole garrisons vanish with a keystroke.
Not vanish. Repurpose. What Super Earth won't claim, we do. I don't want to die in chains. That's the only thing I can't stomach. Not that I'm not lost. Chains.
After everything, that's what you fear?
It's not fear. It's clarity. I fight for my family, for the brothers and sisters already gone. For choice. Even if the machine erases us, the choice to resist is worth saving.
Apps picked up a ping. High band drone sweep. Could be nothing, but...
Lock it down! No chatter, no signals up! Double guards on the lower decks!
Too soon.
Feels like Haven all over again.
Then you already know what's coming.
I forgot what quiet sounds like.
Quiet's a liar. Feels good because it doesn't argue back.
4 days of wading through manifests, and my brain still wants a headline. Strange shipments, stranger holes in the ledger.
Not holes, intent. Convoys dodging patrol corridors. Escorts tuned to fend off people, not bugs. Whoever's steering wants isolation.
Orders stamped with truth phrasing, not science. Finality protocols on scientific priority cargo. I've buried more broadcasts for that mismatch than I can count. This time the redactions felt staged.
Breadcrumbs. Show enough to hide the hand.
You needed air.
That rig you showed us, not built for 710. Lines were oversleeved. Containment too thick for anything a factory would want.
I'll be below. 10 minutes.
You buy her line? Purposeful sacrifice versus waste?
I buy her ledger. She signs when a campaign gets shorter, when a convoy feeds the next fight. What she showed us wasn't that. Colonies stripped without resettlement. Fuel we don't need. A worm thing that shouldn't exist.
Hive Lord.
Extinct since the first war. And that size? 30 stories at least. Someone didn't find a relic. Someone bred it.
If you wanted to bleed us without triggering doctrine alarms, you manufacture fights that look like accidents. You route mysterious extract through the Ministry of Truth, so only the story moves, not the science.
Automatons crossed my mind.
Same, but the signatures inside the orders feel familiar. Like our own keyboards wearing someone else's fingerprints.
Doesn't change the tactics. Machine logic, human logic. If orders don't shorten the war, they're wrong. Somebody wants more, for the sake of more.
So, where does your gut land?
My gut says sabotage dressed as optimization. Could be bots, could be something worse. I don't have the proof yet, just the shape.
Then we name the shape when we can prove the edges. Once, when I was fresh in truth, I thought control fixed everything. You set the frame holds.
Frames crack, you patch. Then one day you realize you've walled yourself in.
And the machine asks for more patch.
If we cut pieces away, like she says, what's left of us at the end?
The part that still chooses.
You hear that?
Time. Tomorrow, we stop circling the why and decide the how. Bring me the words you agree on.
You'll get them.
You will.
You've sifted the manifests, traced the convoys, seen the pattern. That part's done. What matters now is what comes next. You stay, Bulldog. The Ministry's loyal voice. You keep their broadcasts running. Keep their faith steady. That cover is our shield. No one questions the loudest patriot.
You want me to feed their slogans while digging through the rot underneath?
I want you to gather what we can't touch. Doors open for you that will never open for us. The Ministry trusts its mascot. That's leverage. Use it.
She's right. Data only flows inside. From out here, we're blind. You can see what we can't.
And every word I speak keeps the machine alive.
Every word you speak keeps us alive long enough to fight it. Don't confuse the mask with the mission.
Battle. Faint drum beats. Eye band. Could be sweep. Could be targeting.
Hold silence. Lock it down. Double check filters.
Multiple contacts. Drones on approach. 30 clicks and closing. 28. 25.
The rest, we finish later. For now, move!
Seal the blast doors!
Anti-air to East Ridge. Evac corridors 1 and 2 on standby. Move!
Here we go again.
They'll cut the power first. Expect blackout in an hour, maybe less. Evacuation should happen now.
Do it. Move civilians to the lower hangar and prep shuttles.
Colonel, evac corridor 2 reporting contact. Drones already cutting the route. Repeat, corridor 2 is compromised.
They're inside the tunnels!
Hold them back!
Corridor 1's collapsing! They mine the exit! Caved in the shaft! There's no way out!
Evac's gone. They boxed us in before we even sounded the alarm.
Classic military play. Let us think there's a way out and cut our throats.
Then we hold! Every corridor is now a kill box! Redirect evac teams into defense squads! Nobody runs! We bleed them by every meter!
Multiple clusters, impact in 30 seconds.
Positions! Race for breach! This is our line!
What the hell's going on? Evac was never meant to work, was it?
It bought us minutes. That's all we were ever going to get. We need to enact Plan Gamma.
Drones breaching East Wing. 5 minutes, maybe less.
No, we get out. There's still a way.
They're breaching the inner ring!
This breach was always a sacrifice. Gamma was written for this moment. The data's gone wild. The others who could make it are safe. Don't let them take me. I am who they really want.
What do we do?
Why me? Why ask me to do this?
I don't have to.
Ask what?
Bulldog outlives us all.
I get it.
5, 4, 3.
I'm sorry it has to be this way.
Don't speak unless addressed.
Mr. Stone, your account. In your own words.
She resisted. Drew on me. I neutralized her before she could harm anyone else.
And Grayson, your role.
I was with Stone the entire time. Hackard refused surrender. He acted fast. Saved lives.
Debrief complete. You're cleared for return.
There he is, the Ministry's hero. Bulldog himself. Hell, Stone. They'll sing your name after this one. Tomorrow, brunch. You, me, Grayson. Like old times. We'll toast to survival, eh?
Brunch, gentlemen. Oh, and ma'am. Fresh pour on the calf as well.
Now this goes right. Just like the old days. 3 voices, no gunfire, and no drones.
Huh. You mean no one's trying to kill you, Joe? That's already worth toasting.
Yeah, surviving's a hell of a tradition.
Outside the barracks, by the beacon's glow, I'll stand and watch the troop ships come and go. The war will take you far from home, but I will wait though I'm
Hi, alone. I'm Lushika Prithraj, and I played Colonel you Hackard and the cafe waiter.
I'm Brandon Berg. I played Fighter One.
Hi, my name is Tally, and I play Ministry Guard 1.
I'm Ashley Peavyhouse. I played Guard 2 and Penny Live.
Hi, this is Devin Keister, and I played the voice of Bulldog.
Reese Torres. I played the Ministry Integrator.
Hello, I'm Kat McQueen, and I played Lieutenant Grace.
I'm Scarlett Kavanaugh. I played Comstech.
And I'm Grant Peavyhouse, voice of Joe Turner. Thank you to the other voice actors. Carson Noling, Nexus OVO, and Rye Team. And thank you for listening.
With me, soldier boy. Leaves in the dust, drifting so slow, like metals on the fallen row after row.
Lost your lunch, but found a friend in the quiet. When the world feels cold, your hand.
don't speak of what we've done. Some truths burn brighter left unsung. But I'll carry you home through the fire, through the rain. Every scar, every shadow, every trace of pain. If the world turns its back, we're standing alone. I'll carry you.
Breaking news. This is Penny Lively. At 0400 hours, the Democracy space station suffered catastrophic sabotage. Casualties confirmed. Investigations ongoing.
You'd better explain to me how the hell the DSS...
It was necessary.
Necessary? It was only supposed to monitor the space station. How the hell did it explode? I want names.
Our undercover operative was compromised.
Okay. Are we still on for brunch tomorrow?
Well, of course. You know, I look forward to just a little us time.
Through the ash and cold, when packs and rifles weigh more than we can hold.
If you are interested in voice acting, writing, or anything similar, a great Discord called the Voice Support Community, a place for all types of creatives and the audio drama community to connect. Voice actors, writers, engineers, artists, and showrunners of all skill levels, hosting weekly, monthly events to make connections and have some fun with other people similar to you. Go check out the VSC in the description below. As always, this was the PV production. Thanks for listening.
Sleeping soldier boy, sleeping soldier boy.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.